definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Thursday. Good morning and welcome on to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you as always by our friends at Happy State Bank. You can take that mobile app just about anywhere with you, even listening in Two Egg, Florida. Alongside David Collier, I'm Choice Woodman, in for Hacks, who is in Florida right now. Lucas White back behind the glass taking care of us. You, too, can hit us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, whatever you got, bring it in. Yates Flooring Center chat line wide open to you through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. Got a lot to get into over the next 3 hours or so. You know, it's some people's Friday around here.
Really?
Good Friday tomorrow.
Yeah, some people, yeah.
I don't know who.
Not you.
Not me. I would never take off and leave my coworkers out to dry.
On Friday, you wouldn't do that?
I would never do that.
Weren't you off last Friday?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Pretty sure you were off last Friday.
I was off last Friday.
I don't even know your schedule.
Might just be off.
Your schedule's a little too difficult for me to
It's hard for me to keep up with, yeah. Yeah, I'm heading to Odessa later this afternoon. So it's always fun stuff. Probably get to pick some dirt out of my teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you doing, Colin?
Happens here from time to time.
Yeah.
Good. Sitting in a different chair. It's weird over here, you know.
I tell you to take this one every time.
This is the way we sat in the old studio, though. So it feels right.
It feels right.
Yeah.
Is it? That's how we sat in the old studio?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Except for Lucas, because Lucas was over there and I couldn't see him.
That's true.
Yeah.
The now window was look much at, different.
Which, in hindsight, was probably a better setup with most of the faces he makes after I say something. And I have to see him roll his eyes.
Lucas definitely will make faces.
Yes, he will.
Googly eyes mostly. But y'all hit us up, whatever you want to talk about. Happy opening day, David.
Are you excited?
I am. I mean, opening day is always that time, kind of like with every season, but specifically baseball and college football, I take this approach. Is like, all right, this is our year. It actually was last year.
Yeah.
And you get to be the, if you're a Rangers fan, like I am, like David is, you get to be the defending world champs for the first time ever. So you get to wear that belt for the whole season. So I like that. I don't know how this team will fare this year because you didn't win the offseason necessarily. There were some decent additions and probably some additions by subtraction at places. I won't miss Aroldis Chapman too much, though he helped you to a World Series. But, yeah, I don't know how long. I mean, the honeymoon lasts for at least a year for me. You got one, finally, forever.
Well, Bruce Bochy has a tendency to take a year off. Take a year off, but they're typically not great that next year.
So, you know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Would you be fine if the team was, well, let's not say behind the Angels, but finished third in the division this year if you knew you were going to win a World Series next year?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
I would take dead last this year if it means I'm getting another World Series next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it would be, it'd be worth it. Those are so hard to win. But I do love opening day. It's just there's a renewed sense of just, all right, it's here. We can be good, even if you don't know, even if you have some, you can have optimism, even if your team isn't that great.
Yeah,
because you never know. I mean, Rangers World Series odds this time last year were not great. And you found a way to go win one. So opening day just comes with a freshness to it that I like quite a bit. Tech baseball also in action in Florida. They moved the game back an hour and a half a little bit there. It was supposed to be a 5 o'clock first pitch. Will now be a 6:30 first pitch from Orlando tonight. So that one moved back a little bit, and they will they'll play that one this evening. That's a huge series RPI-wise.
Yeah, I double-checked, and I never go to, like, the Warren Nolan updated one. I just go to the NCAA. But last night, I think they were up to sixth.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, they started.
And you're in the 70s somewhere, 73?
Yeah, 71? Lost 10 spots because you played Stephen F. Austin this week. You won and lost 10 spots.
Yeah, well, I mean, go look. Go look at where Texas Southern is. Go look at where Gardner Webb is.
Sure.
And go look at where Stephen F. Austin is.
Fortunately.
Kind of understand the whole.
Fortunately, your first weekend teams have done well, but you only played one game against each of those.
That's the problem. I mean, you triple up Texas Southern and Gardner Webb, and they're not.
That doesn't help. But Nebraska's done pretty well. Oregon's done pretty well. Tennessee's obviously doing well, top 10 teams. So those help. But, I mean, the RPI game, you've got to win these RPI games like this because you don't have just a ton of opportunities, especially with the scuffling the Big 12 has done this year. The league is not good as a whole. So number six RPI team in UCF, if you can go win two out of three in their place, that really, really helps the Red Raiders out. Because then you got another game that would be like, oh, man, Stanford's coming to town on Monday and Tuesday. That team was supposed to be good, and they're not.
Yeah.
So there's
their RPI is not good.
Yeah, RPI troubles there.
You got like – I'm sure there's some better RPIs when we're going through some of the Big 12 teams, but you got one guaranteed good RPI game left on the schedule. Right?
I think they're the only top 10 RPI team in the Big 12 right now, and you got to win two out of three. I mean, I hate to put that kind of pressure on a series, but and a road series, but you got to win two out of three here if you're really looking towards the postseason and hopes and helps for that. RPI is an extremely flawed system. You need a net type of system for baseball. I don't know what that looks like, but someone needs to come up with it because RPI has been flawed for years. RPI should be a supplement, not the primary measuring device when it comes to baseball or college sports in general.
We know how important it is, though, because even Tim Tadlock talks about it. That was when he was asked about UCF the other day after their win over Stephen F. Austin. It wasn't about, oh, this guy's good. This is like, that's a good RPI game for us.
Yeah, I don't think I've looked at – I know he looks at it probably every week, if not daily. I don't think I looked at the RPI until this week. For the first time this year is when I opened it up and
– Well, I think the first one came out, what, like last Monday?
That
was when the initial one came out and you've – fluctuated between, I think you started around 65 or something like that, and been up and down.
Been up and down.
Mostly down.
Need to get it back up. Number six team on the docket for tonight. We'll talk more of that. Opening day, college basketball, Sweet 16 arrives tonight. All of that still to come. Got headlines for you next. You're listening to The End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It is time for What You Need to Know, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, David Collier here in the First United Bank studio. A lot on the plate for today. We'll start off with Major League Baseball opening day as the Texas Rangers and Houston Astros will both get their seasons underway this afternoon and evening. We've already got two games postponed. Is that right?
Really?
I think so. I've got that's what ESPN's showing me. Milwaukee and the Mets, and then Atlanta and Philly both postponed already. That's a great way to start
the season.
Opening day. Texas Rangers will start off tonight with the primetime game against the Chicago Cubs. 6:35 first pitch. We won't have the game due to Tech Baseball, but Rangers and Cubbies as the Rangers defend their World Series title. I think they'll wear their white uniforms with the shiny gold outlines on the numerals and letters. The Houston Astros will be at it against the New York Yankees. This one's from Houston. That one's a 3:10 first pitch. Our coverage begins at 2:40. You'll hear the game right here on 100.7. The Score. Lots of high school baseball action going on. Friendship will head to Odessa to take on the Bronchos. That's at 4:30 on sunny 97.7. And then tonight, Lubbock Cooper Pirate Baseball against the Lubbock High Westerners. That's at 7 o'clock on 100.7. The Score. Of course, Texas Tech Baseball has moved their first pitch back an hour and a half tonight. So if you're making your plans around, your dinner plans around watching Tech Baseball, adjust accordingly. It'll be a 6:30 first pitch instead of a 5 o'clock first pitch. 6:30 now. You can find that game on Double T 97.3. Then following Tech Baseball, we'll have, I believe we'll have some March Madness action for you this evening. As I'm checking the schedule, check to see if Jeff's works right. Yeah, we'll be on Double T 97.3 as the NCAA tournament Sweet 16 games will be getting going. I believe that will be the late one with Illinois and Iowa State tonight. So
go Big 12
for this one.
Or you don't care for that one?
In general,
why for this one?
Do you have rooting interest on that?
I'm not typically a conference guy unless it's unless somebody's very outspoken like the Clemson coach. So I 100% was cheering for Baylor in that game.
I am not a conference guy. It is a situation by situation thing. A lot of times I have to get into the game to figure out who I'm rooting for. But I do think the Big 12 needs a Final Four team.
Yeah,
and just to it's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, I'm trying to
back
find,
up.
Yeah.
What you've done in the regular season.
Yeah. And I've you said the case by case basis. Even though he's a butt,
Kelvin Sampson.
Yeah, I still want him to win a national title at some point in his career.
I think he's a coach that's worthy of one. I mean, he's a really good coach. He's in the elite company of college basketball coaches. So. Yeah, I'm kind of indifferent. I don't want Houston to have one necessarily.
Well, that's the problem is I don't really want Houston to have it, but I would rather Kelvin Sampson win a national title than Iowa State.
Okay.
Just personally. I mean, I know your Texas roots and everything, and I mean, it's too late.
Yeah,
I mean, Houston's in the league. I didn't want Houston in the league
and
at any point either.
Too, in basketball.
But which one of those coaches is on the tail end of their career? You never know. Kelvin wins a national title. He might retire.
You're exactly
and the
right.
Basketball program can kind of go down.
Let's root for that. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
See? A new rooting interest. That sounds good. Four different NCAA tournament games going on this evening. That being one of those. Also have basically the entire left side of the bracket. UConn, San Diego State is playing today. Clemson and Arizona, North Carolina, Alabama, all of the games going on this evening. Other headlines, lots of other Texas Tech sports going on, including Texas Tech softball, as the Red Raiders softball team hosts UCF, the inverse of the baseball. Softball will host UCF in a three-game series that starts today. My computer's being a little slow. Do you have first pitch on that one?
You remember? It should be 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. But 6 o'clock, first pitch, Texas Tech and UCF this evening on the softball diamond. What have I missed? Tech track and field at the Texas Relays. They'll get that underway pretty soon. Matter of fact, that may be watchable right now. NBA, the Spurs beat the Jazz last night of Utah, 118-111. The Rockets won their 10th straight game, 132-126 over Oklahoma City. So the Rockets.
Why'd you look at me like that? Why'd you look at me when you said that? Because you said Oklahoma City, so you felt the need to look over here?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just making sure that I had that right. That okay. 10 straight Rocket wins.
Okay.
Do you even know
no, that? No, okay. Yeah. I'm not.
I should be looking across. Yeah, Stars play at the Canucks tonight in Vancouver. That's at 9 o'clock this evening when the puck drops for that one. They have almost identical records. 45-18 and 8. And then the Canucks or the Stars are 45-18 and 9.
Kudos to you for knowing a hockey record.
I do like watching the Stars. Yeah, but well, they're more easily accessible to watch than my Texas Rangers, which is absolutely stupid.
That is true.
It's dumb. I can get more Stars hockey games than I can Texas Rangers games. I will get to watch tonight because it's on ESPN.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, not watch and listen while I'm driving, but.
Yeah, definitely don't watch.
I won't watch.
Okay.
That is a drive I feel like I could do with my eyes closed almost.
Yeah.
Between Midland and Odessa, or between Odessa and Lubbock at this point. You too can hit us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, all of it welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. Is Draymond Green the biggest idiot of our generation? Okay, I'm getting two yeses across the way.
Yeah, we got two yeses across the way.
I mean, as far as there's just bad people, you know, that fit the category of, you know, woman hitters and abusers and, you know, drunk drivers. There's people that fall into the bad people outside the basketball stuff. Draymond Green is an absolute buffoon on the court. He does stupid stuff, like posting his junk on the internet off the court. That is borderline bad people stuff. I seriously, of the ones that aren't in the Greg Hardy category of the bad human beings, I have trouble finding anybody that's more of an idiot than Draymond Green in the last 15 years in professional sports.
I don't think idiot's the right word. There's okay. got to be another word, but I don't know if we can say it on.
Okay.
On radio, because I think he's a smart individual.
Yeah, he's probably studied smart, but.
Yeah, but.
Studious, but I just, it's crazy to me to see, like, and then AT&T's out there running commercials with him right now. Like, who thought that was a good idea? Yeah, this is a great guy to be one of the faces for our company. This is a brilliant move. How many people out there besides Warriors fans look at Draymond Green and say, I like that guy? Maybe I'm off on this.
The unfortunate part is I think he's a very vital part of what the Warriors did during their run.
Well, I think you're absolutely right.
They don't – you can talk about Steph and Clay, what he – provided that they couldn't provide was invaluable. Unfortunately, he's such a hothead and doesn't care about his teammates.
Purpose,
oh,
too.
Well, yes.
He got kicked out last night on purpose, 4 minutes into the game.
Maybe he had some money on his props.
how fast is now you might be onto something. Tell us what you think. We'll get to your thoughts coming up. It is the end of the bench. Till noon today on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for hanging with us on a Thursday. You're listening to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, the 100.7 The Score mobile app. He is David Collier. I'm Choice Woodman. Get to more of your thoughts from the Yates Flooring Center chat line in a moment. But it is opening day, Senor Collier.
Mm-hmm.
What do you anticipate as an encore for the Rangers? What are your expectations as a Rangers fan going into 2024?
hoping to be competitive in a, what is a pretty tough division, right? The Astros probably going to be ridiculously good. The Mariners probably going to be pretty darn good.
Yep.
And Ron Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That guy.
That guy coaching hopefully the last place team. Right? Isn't he coaching the Angels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wanted Ron Washington to get a job.
But not.
I wish it wasn't with the Angels.
Yeah.
And
then obviously the one that nobody even thinks about. But
yeah.
The poor A's.
Oh, yeah, that team.
Yeah.
It feels like when you overlook the A's, that's when they sneak up and get people. When you prop the Mariners up, they always do terrible.
Let's hope that's the case this year. I don't envision it being.
I don't know. I could see it happening. It seems like the preseason predictions with the AL West, the only one that's been coming true is the Astros being good in recent years.
That's fair.
A lot of times, when you have anticipated that a team was going to be good or bad, it goes opposite. And the Rangers were expected to be middle of the pack last year, and they kind of were for a lot of the year. They were actually in first place.
I was about to say they were hot, right?
They were first place for most of the year and then fell off at the end, but then got hot again in the postseason. So you have our win totals for Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I've got several prop bets for the...
Don't say prop bets. They're trying to get rid of those.
Well, not in Major League, not in professional sports,
nope.
Just the amateur sports.
So,
sorry. Where do you want me to start? I've got several.
Start with the Rangers. But I have not seen these, so I would guess. Well, that's a bad spot. I would guess. It's 500, 81 and 81, right? So I would say they've got the Rangers at 86.5 wins.
Oddly enough, they don't have win totals in the prop bets that I got.
What the heck?
No, they have a percentage to win. Yeah, you could probably find those. I've got player stuff more so than team stuff. Now, I do have the odds of who will win the division percentage, like who's the favorite to win the division.
Okay.
who do you think the favorite is?
Favorite to win the division has to be the Houston Astros.
Yeah, they're 50%. They're 1-1. Rangers are 2-1 in second. Seattle 3-1.
Okay.
If you want to lay down 150-1 for your Oakland Athletics, then go
Woo-hoo!
Right ahead if you want to burn that.
Whoop-de-doo.
Player props is where most of the stuff that I was looking through. Do you want to guess the odds of one Josh Young to win the
MVP?
MVP is?
I'm guessing he's like somewhere on like 40th on the overall list. Let's go with 80-1.
100-1. Not
100-1.
Bad. You know who do you think the favorite is in the American League?
In the American League, Mike Trout.
Let's see where Mike Trout is. Mike Trout's not even in the top 10.
Really?
Yep.
Is it Judge?
Correct.
Aaron Judge is one.
Yep. Followed by...
So Mike Trout's no longer the shiny toy, is what you're telling me.
Juan Soto is the second
so
on
two
the list,
Yankees.
And Yordan Alvarez would be three.
Blech. Where's old Jackson Holliday on that list?
Jackson Holliday, he's probably on the Rookie of the Year list, which I can get to you momentarily. Do you know who the favorite to win the American League Rookie of the Year is, since you mentioned Jackson Holliday?
I would have guessed him, and then I would have guessed Evan Carter would be in the top three.
How about you, Lucas?
And then Wyatt Langford is probably in the top five.
Now, this is according to sportsbetting.ag, but you have a favorite over there?
I do, and I'm going to say Jackson Holliday.
Well, Jackson Holliday is 5-1 to be the this is the most bet, but...
Okay.
The most bet. I have the odds as well. Jackson Holliday is not the favorite to win the Rookie of the Year.
It's Evan Carter, isn't it?
Evan Carter is not the favorite to win the Rookie of the Year. He is second on the list.
And Wyatt.
Number three.
Langford.
Wyatt Langford, 2-1 odds to be
the... He is the favorite.
The favorite. So
everybody's darling from the postseason, Evan Carter.
Has been surpassed by a guy that's only played...
Yeah, a guy that has... That was playing in Florida at that time.
How much of a fan are you of Wyatt Langford? From what's today, March 28th,
I will
compared
tell you,
to early June of
when
last
I saw
year.
The Rangers draft him, I was elated.
Yeah.
Just from what we saw last year and in the postseason.
How quickly you became a Wyatt Langford
fan. Oh, man. Huge fan. Because you know who he reminds me of? Mike Trout.
Yeah.
He's a very similar style player. He's a five-tool guy. One of those rare guys. I am super excited about Wyatt Langford's future, but I don't know that I would put him as the best odds.
Well, I mean, he...
Win the Rookie of the Year.
Again, did you see that list? I can't remember if I was talking to you about it or Haxton. The list of players with the fewest amount of professional games played before being called up.
No, I hadn't seen it.
It's a pretty... I'm going to have to find it, but pretty solid list of players. There's a couple of guys in there from more recent years that I don't even know who they are, like 2023, 2024. But like Pete Incaviglia didn't play a single minor league game before starting his career with the Rangers. But then there's other people on there that you know.
Yeah.
And Wyatt Langford's right there, like top five. He played whatever he did last year, 44 games, I think is what it was.
That's crazy.
Being.
Crazy.
So
crazy, crazy. Really cool, though.
Let's see. I do have your Josh Young. Let me pull that back.
No, yeah, you have any Josh Young.
These are
props.
Yeah, there's a lot of player props that I have here, all Rangers, but we'll start with Josh. Home run total, if I can get the entire thing to open up. Josh Jung, 100-1 to be the MVP. Total home runs, over under 23.5.
If healthy, I'll take the over, but you don't get to put that caveat when you're making the bet.
Well, and when you're talking about Josh professionally.
I'll take the over. I'll take the over and say he's somewhere in the 25 range. His first full season. I guess last year was the first full season, but
it also has his RBI total for the year. You want to?
What did he finish with last year? Do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head.
RBI total. Let's put it at 95.
You're way over on that one.
Way over?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, guess what he had last year? That would make sense for the baseline. He had 70 last year, so this year's number is 70.5.
Okay, I'll take the over.
Boy, they didn't put much thought into this. The home run total last year, 23. Yeah.
Okay.
So if he's healthy, I'm going to take the over because he only played 122 last year.
And my guess is that's the thought process for them is, okay, do you get a healthy Josh Jung or not? That's what their little swing is for it. They don't have average and stuff like that, do they?
No, that was the only two from everybody.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Onward to hour number three. You're listening to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you by our friends at Happy State Bank. You can take that mobile app just about anywhere with you. Even listen in up in Bud, Wisconsin. Alongside David Collier, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White, back behind the glass, taking care of us. We're with you for another hour. You got questions, bring those in. Ask the Benchwarmers about 45 minutes out. Comments of just about any variety are welcome as well. We'll talk some college hoops, some college baseball, Red Raiders big series tonight as we look ahead to that one. Opening day for Major League Baseball. It is a busy Thursday. To the chat line, El Jefe says, Choice's delivery is always a 16 seed in the NIT. Mark says, Choice, I give you a 16 seed for that last joke. Man, you guys are rough. Rough audience here. If Seattle would have swept the Rangers in their last series last year, Rangers would have missed the playoffs. Would Vegas still have Seattle as the third seed in the division this year? Probably not. Probably not. Rangers winning the World Series did matter. So, and the Rangers also led the division almost the entire year last year. Almost start to finish. So I think that probably had something to do with it. There's a "that's what she said." I don't know what you're talking about. Please stop the Vienna conversation. I'm going to gag. I'm a gag, is what Shelley said. All right. Mark says, Mark and Olive Branch says, wouldn't it be easier to contact each MLB team to find out their hot dog providers than contact those providers and get parameters of the hot dogs? Well, I'm sure it would be easier, but I'm sure BetUS wants this extra publicity of someone like me talking about them and other people all over the country talking about them. And way more fun for the person that gets to do this to go to all 30 ballparks in a year. I mean, that's like a lifetime bucket list for me, and you could knock it out in one summer. That would be amazing to get to do. My wife, I pitched this to her yesterday because I actually did apply.
Of course you did.
I feel like I'm a good enough wiener connoisseur. I can apply for this. I applied and I pitched it to the wife. I'm like, hey, in case I win this job, if I get this, you cool with me being gone for a month plus in the summertime? She said, basically, I'll have to take the $2,500 that I would get from this job and spend it as travel money for her to come with me to some to some of those places. Like, okay. So just be a long vacation where she would tag along to several of those places. You know, we'll just leave the kids behind with grandparents.
Over the weekend when BYU was in town, I was listening to the broadcast. I can't remember which one, but there's a catcher from BYU that's from Olive Branch.
Oh, yeah.
Colin Reuter.
Reuter, yeah. He was their starter that hurt himself throwing the baseball. That was weird. Like, he just popped up to throw. And those non-contact weird injuries, you hate to see those, so hopefully he's okay.
But see, I didn't remember his name because once you guys said Olive Branch, I just thought of Mark.
Yeah.
Instantly.
No, I did too. When I saw that, I'm like, hey, I wonder if Mark's listening. Yeah, Colin Reuter, I believe. Reuter. How you said it. All right,
that's
so
his name.
So we got...
he goes trouble down the drain.
I missed it. What?
I was singing the Rotor Reuter song. I was speaking it.
I was never a... I don't think we had a...
You're not a big jingle guy?
I don't know. I just don't think we had a Roto-Rooter in our area growing up. So, never heard that one much. So, there's Sweet 16 games tonight. And then Sweet 16 games tomorrow. And Elite 8 games on Saturday and Sunday. This is one of the chalkiest first two rounds we've seen, where really only two underdogs have gotten through, NC State and Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else are the predicted favorites.
Well, Gonzaga.
Okay, but 4-5 is really a toss-up, exactly. But you're right. Gonzaga would count technically as an underdog. Actually, I think they were favored against
Kansas.
They
probably were, yeah.
They were favored against the Jayhawks. Anyway, all that being said, what are the four teams? We could steak lunch or something on it if you want. We don't have to. But who are your four teams when we reconvene on Monday? I think I am in with you on Monday. Because Hacks... No, I'm in with you Tuesday. Hacks has Stanford game to call noon on Tuesday. Who are our four teams that get through?
How am I going to get to the ballpark on Tuesday? Ugh.
I'll help you.
Okay. My four teams, well, is this who I want or who I think?
No, yeah. No. You can give us who you want and who you think will get through.
Well, I'll start with, Well, I think I had Creighton in my final four on the bracket that I did, so I'll go Creighton, North Carolina, Houston, and... I don't want to do UConn, but that's probably the correct choice there.
Okay.
So I'll have UConn, Houston, North Carolina. Since this thing is so chalky, will have
three one seeds.
Three 1 seeds, yeah. And a three.
Yeah, it's felt extremely chalky up to this point.
Lucas, I would prefer Iowa State get there, but I don't know if that defense will win out.
Who you got, Lucas?
Out of the East, I have UConn, kind of self-explanatory. Out of the West, I have Arizona.
Get out of here.
I think Caleb Love is going to step up his game in the next couple of games. He's doing good so far. In the South, I have Marquette. Marquette's rolling pretty well right now. Mm-hmm. And then out of the Midwest, I have Tennessee.
Okay. So you've got one of the four 1 seeds going through. My final four picks, I go Arizona out of the West. Why do you not like that one?
I have North Carolina winning the national title in all of my brackets.
I got UConn. Well, I hope North Carolina wins for other reasons. I got UConn. I got Duke. I think the Dukies are feeling it right now. And then I got Purdue. I was not a Purdue buyer until they did what they did to Utah State. I think that team is built this time. Now, it is still Matt Painter in the tournament, so who rolls their eyes more, Collier or Lucas? I felt like a pretty strong eye roll towards Purdue on that one. No, I expect Purdue to lose in the...
I would take five Muggsy Bogues over
Purdue.
One. Zach, is it Zach Edey?
Zach Edey?
I would take five Muggsy Bogues.
Oh, I absolutely would, too. It's not just him. It's that people can't guard the three-point shot when they put four guys on it, or five guys.
So live by the three, die by the three. That's somebody to...
Yeah, that always works out.
Yeah.
Ask BYU.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It is time for your questions. Bring them in. Yates Flooring Center chat line, easiest route to get to us. You can tweet us at 107 The Score. Tweet us individually at Choice Woodman. What's your actual handle?
Collier on TV.
At Collier on TV. I should have known that.
Yeah.
Seen you on Twitter once or twice. You can dial us up, Visual Edge IT Hotline, if you want to go to the front of the line, 806-771-0973. He's David Collier. I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White, back behind the glass. Questions for any and all of us are welcome. Handful are rolling in. Lindale Jeff said 91 was when his sister was on The Price is Right. She said they interviewed her while standing in line. She's a 6-foot blonde, go figure. I have heard that they interview you before. So they try to get personalities.
Yeah, they got to find
it. Yeah. Davey, you shouldn't have admitted supermarket sweep. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, whatever. I did it several. Let me see if I have the video up here from Facebook. 2016, December 8th, I did it at one of the Uniteds whenever they opened, and I smoked all of the other people.
That's so you won.
I won. Against
that sounds like so much fun. I would absolutely do that. Don't girls use different size ball? Might mess with Miss Iowa's shot. They do, but I think when Sabrina Ionescu went against Steph Curry in the 3-point contest, I think she used the men's balls too. So I think they can adjust. It is weird. Do you ever get like shoot with a girl's ball?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the adjustment is definitely weird.
It is, yeah, it's different.
Like, I play basketball with a guy that coaches in town.
Humble brag.
He coaches girls basketball. And then when we get him out there to play with the guys, group, he's not used to shooting the guy's ball as much, and it throws him off. Dave Portnoy offered Clark $10 million to play on Barstool's intramural team. That's from Austin.
My goodness.
How do you not take that cash?
I was about to say, you just take that and
go play and then go to the WNBA the next year if you want. I don't know. I mean, because seriously, if you're at 600 grand versus, hey, I can set myself for a long time and then go play, I don't know. It's not my I'm not in her shoes. Maybe she wants to be a role model or something like that, but money does talk.
I mean, That's the way she's going to make her money right now. I'd be taking that $10 million.
It's same here. Benchwarmers, what is your price range for good tickets to an opening day baseball game? Do you think what we pay for fees should be more, should get more promo tickets or swag? The fees thing, game is like out of control at this point. I saw some, I don't know if it was congressman or whoever, talking about putting restrictions on fees on these websites. It's got to be reined in somehow. I don't know when the last time you bought tickets online is.
It was, but it's to the Rangers 2 years ago. I don't buy tickets.
No, I get it. And I don't buy them that much, but it just baffles me when I do see some of these fees. So, yes, it does need to be reined in. I don't know how you control that because now everything is digital, which kind of stinks because you can't just go scalp the tickets and, you know, go buy from someone on the street and avoid some of those fees because you can't trust, oh, is he going to text them to me, right? Is this real online?
Yeah.
You can't look at it to know. So it's just – it's a tough thing. It's a tough situation, but, I mean, they gouge you just like so many other situations in today's world. Good opening day price? I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I looked into opening day Rangers tickets several years back, and they were – well under $100, but they weren't coming off of a World Series championship, so a little different there. Benchwarmers, what are your predictions for Josh Jung's batting numbers this year? We kind of went through this earlier. I guess if you're given batting average, home runs, and RBIs, what are you?
I don't know what the average would be. I mean,
last year he was what, in the 275, 280 range?
Yeah, I would keep it under 300, but and like we mentioned, I think over 23.5 home runs and over 70 runs batted in. I mean, if you can get to those numbers again.
So, two.
Because he played 122 last year, so he missed 40 games.
Man, he would have been the.
Well, I guess technically.
He would have been the rookie of the year.
Oh, no, no doubt about it.
I would say Young.
Sorry, Mr. Oriole over there.
He was on the fast track to being the rookie of the year before missing all those games. I would say he hits 290. 26 home runs, 27 home runs, and 90 runs driven in. I think all those are achievable numbers if he stays healthy.
And all those people in front of him don't steal all those runs batted in.
Yeah, I'm curious what this lineup looks like because I'm not sure the Rangers aren't a better offensive club than they were last year, just stepping
like,
on the...
Like, what is the outfield right now?
Who is the guy that gets knocked out? Is it Tavares? I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you're not going to sit Evan Carter, are you? After what he did. Wyatt Langford's not coming up to sit on the bench.
You wouldn't think.
So I guess there's a rotation of four guys, unless you're just DH-ing Adolis a lot. And that might be what you're doing.
Yeah.
Adolis becomes your most of the time DH and you work him there. I don't think you're not bringing Wyatt Langford up for opening day if he's not starting for you on opening day and starting most of the time because he can go get reps, needed reps at AAA. You don't want a young player to have to sit a lot. So, did you crush his ribs too? Who's that?
Maybe the other basketball. Yeah, the basketball. Coach, yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I only do that to people I don't like. Just kidding, in case you're listening in Flow Rida hacks. Supermarket Sweep champion David Collier has posted a picture of his.
Yeah, I have a video adventures that I made, but I put it on Twitter at some point. I'm not going to repost it because people will be like, okay, we get it. You ran around with a grocery cart.
Benchwarmers Clark versus Bogues in one-on-one. Who wins? There's someone that's been listening a lot today.
I think I would have been good at Jeopardy at one point. I don't know why my trivia skills are getting knocked right now, but it's whatever.
You got skills, David. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going Muggsy. Sorry. I don't know if Caitlin Clark has enough defense. Muggsy could do
for
both.
For five of him? Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Just one of him?
One-on-one, him versus Caitlin Clark, I'd take Muggsy because I think he would defend her fairly well, and I don't think she's got the defense how quick he was.
Yeah.
I mean, Muggsy wouldn't have been in the league if he wasn't amazing at 5'3".
Yeah.
He was.
I agree with you.
Michael from the ranch says, with the new South end zone project going on, will that reduce seating, increase seating, or is seating basically staying the same? So we haven't got an official number.
Yeah, I was about
to
say that we asked a couple weeks ago, and they said that the official number hasn't been decided yet.
So you were, what, 5,000, roughly 5,000 short last year?
Yeah.
With the South end zone kind of wiped out. So you were 5,000 seats shorter of the 60,000 you normally had. That will increase this year from that number, from the 55. But I don't think it's known whether you're going to get back to the 60,000 or not at this point. And I would guess not.
I would guess not, too, because it's, again, it's mostly, there were a lot of seats in that end zone. And I don't think that number is going to be duplicated, and I don't know how many more are going to be in those suites, too.
Yeah, I'm going to say that, just a guess, you're going to be below 60,000 but above 55. So, not the answer you're looking for, Michael, probably, but we'll see. We're just kind of waiting on that sort of thing. D-Rock says, I loved watching Supermarket Sweep. Think I'd be pretty good at it, too. You got a challenger, David.
There we go.
Maybe
it's
you
fun
can...
when you don't have to clean up after it, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would not be fun to have to clean up. Maybe you guys can explain this to me, but why is it when pitchers get suspended, it's by games. They don't play every day, so shouldn't it be by the starts to make it more harsh? Well, in college baseball, yeah, I mean, it is more harsh to non-starting pitchers.
Yeah.
And usually they do try to, in Major League Baseball, they try to do
stretch
that.
Stretch it out, yeah.
They'll give a starting pitcher a 15-day suspension. But it's not always exact. David?
I was just defending Supermarket Sweep. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm in with you. Have a great day.
Going to go play some Card Sharks now.
Woohoo! That's a great show.
Not a bad show either.
A little bit higher, Bob. For David and Lucas, I'm Choice. It's been the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score. Bottom line next.
We need to talk about your gambling problem.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.